For many years now, people in Zimbabwe have turned to one refrain over and over. When Robert Mugabe dies, things will be better. Mugabe was ousted from power in 2017, and now the longtime former ruler has died. But Zimbabwe's new government has used many of the same repressive tactics that its longtime leader once did, and the country is once again in a deep economic crisis. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
At night, the streets of Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, become one big open-air market. Sometimes you find university graduates selling toilet paper from the roof of their cars. Others sell electronics, clothes, detergent. Just across the street, I find Chido Chase, who only gives me his first name because he fears government retribution. He's 28, wearing a business suit, an engineer by education, but these days he's selling solar panels because right now Zimbabweans only get about 6 hours of electricity a day.
Like anyone else of my age, we thought if Mugabe go, there will be a little bit better. But
Instead, he says, now that Mugabe is gone, things have gotten worse. Independent estimates put inflation at more than 500%. Zimbabweans line up for fuel and bread. Money and medicine are scarce. Urban professionals have turned to farming. Chido Chase says he wasted his parents' money going to university, and the only thing he longs for is to leave Zimbabwe.
But anyway, I can't even leave my passport. So I'll be here until 2020.
No passport, because the government doesn't have the money to print enough of them.
I think that's what depresses Zimbabweans. That's what we all look at and think, this is unbelievable that the worst nightmare got worse at the end of the nightmare.
That's even Mawarire, a Baptist pastor who led some of the biggest protests against Mugabe. He says Robert Mugabe became such a fixture in Zimbabwe, everyone thought he would die in office. So for decades, his death represented hope. But he was ousted, and the hope of a new beginning vanished.
This person has died with our future. He's died with everything that we had ever hoped to be. He took it all.
A few days earlier, thousands of Zimbabweans line up to see Robert Mugabe's body. Evidence Jozingwa walks away from the coffin in tears.
Although he did some things bad, but it's pain. That's why I cry.
She says Mugabe was Zimbabwe's liberator, but he never listened, he never cared. I ask her if she thinks his death will indeed bring change.
No, it's hard. You see the way I look, my legs. It's swelling.
She points at her legs, which are badly swollen.
I can't work for myself, and if I'm not doing anything, you see my bags. I'm selling for me to eat.
Her life is a struggle. She sells trinkets to eat, to pay for medical care. She points toward Mugabe's casket.
It's because of this person. You see?
But you're still sad.
Yeah. My heart is pain.
A big part of it, she says, is because she's lost hope that things will ever change. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Harare.